CP1, man was created by God in his image in order that man may express him in his glory. Roman number 2. The glory of God is intrinsically related to the economy of God. C. Man was created by God in his image in order that man may express him in his glory. D. The sin is to fall apart of God's glory and thus to express sin and the sinful self and to love the glory of man more than the glory of God. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. E. Christ's redemption was fulfilled the requirements of God's glory. 3:24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. 25. Whom God set forth as propitiation's place through faith in his blood, for the demonstrating of his righteousness, in that in his forbearance God passed over the sins that had previously occurred. G. The all-inclusive Christ dwells in us as the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. To whom God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. H. As we behold and reflect the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed into the Lord's image from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed to the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. J. The building of God is the triune God wrought into us so that we may become his glorious corporate expression. L. An understanding feature of the New Jerusalem is that it has the glory of God, his expression, the entire city, the corporate person of the New Jerusalem will bear the glory of God, which is God himself shining out through the city, his wife. Revelation 21:11. Having the glory of God, her light was like the most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. As believers, we have been transformed into God's glory and shall be brought into it. Eventually, we shall be glorified with Christ to bear the glory of God and God's expressions in New Jerusalem. God created us as his vessel to contain him and express him. God makes known the riches of his glory upon us, his vessel, which he has prepared unto glory. We are predestinated by his sovereignty to be his containers, vessel of honor, the express for he is in glory. This will be fully revealed in the New Jerusalem. The fact that the New Jerusalem is full of God's glory means that God is manifested in his city. The church life today should also have God's glory manifesting and expressing him in his marvelous divine attributes. Applications to business person. Testimony. It was wonderful that we are vessels to express the glory of God. Brother Lee said, the children of God have a great future with splendid blessing. To partake of the divine nature is already the great blessing and enjoyment. Yet to be like God, bearing his likeness, will be a greater blessing and enjoyment. To be like God, to bear his likeness, is to express God's glory. In the early days of my salvation, I used to think the Lord doesn't need to bless me until he has glorified me. If I could have a little joy and normal life, that would be enough. I was a pathetic person with no ambitions, so I thought an ordinary life would be enough. I was not aware that this kind of thought was a stubborn religious concept. However, after I began serving full-time at the age of 24, I began to read life studies more often and began to understand that this kind of thought was religious, missing the point, full of unbelief and fundamentally wrong. Such as religious thinking, while seemingly humble, is actually disregard of God's sovereignty and religion against Him. So I pray, Lord Jesus, I do not see the sin and brightly sees. Have mercy on me and take away my religious concept. Help me to see clearly what God's plan for me is, what the economy is. Another time I pray like this. Lord readily is excited and filled with joy about the glorious church, but I feel nothing. Either Bradley or I must be wrong. I can never say that Bradley is wrong and I am not. Therefore, it is me who is wrong. Have mercy on me and help me to see clearly the glorious vision of Christ in the church. To my surprise, the Lord heard these prayers far beyond my expectations, and with each prayer, my vision was renewed, and I came to understand the focus of God's economy, the glorious Christ and His body, the glorious church. I then lived my business life according to this vision, was able to experience and enjoy the presence and blessing of the Lord in my business life. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, You created me as a vessel to contain Yourself and express Your glory. Let me fellowship with You and cause me to know Your desires and clearly see Your visions concerning the glorious Christ and the glorious church.